KT Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
It is a rainy day in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and most of northern New Mexico, I understand. Dave Slade and Associates, author, businessman. What else do you do, Dave? Do you like to do surgery or anything like that?
Not yet.
Hey, we're talking about your leaving the men's Bible study today.
Yes.
Calvary Albuquerque starting up again Thursday the 30th.
That's correct.
And that'll be held in the Hub.
That'll be in the Hub. Starts at 6:30 Thursday morning.
6:30 early morning, a little coffee.
Yep, coffee.
Health food donuts, right?
Yeah, sometimes we have donuts, exactly.
Well, I can tell you, Dave, I've appreciated hearing from a lot of the men that have been in the study. And I need to get my rear end up early.
I hope you can make it.
I do.
It's going to be a great study.
Hey, you are starting the study, and you're going to be using Jeff Kinsley's book. I typed that into my text today about four times. I got it wrong every time, so sorry about that.
But it's all right.
Jeff Kinsley has written a book some years ago called As It Was in the Days of Noah.
Yes.
And you're going to be using that as kind of a guide to a Bible study. Tell me how you chose that book and why you chose that book.
Well, I have a love for prophecy. We've taught Daniel. We've taught Revelation. We've taught through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and all the prominent prophetic scriptures. So we've done several studies through the years on prophecy because it's dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's dear to me because prophecy reaffirms my faith.
Yes.
When I go to and read Ezekiel 35, 36 about the Valley of Dry Bones, it describes the reemergence of Israel as a nation. It is reaffirming because that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
That scripture has been fulfilled. Or all of the scriptures about Jesus' coming and his ministry and his death and his resurrection. When I read that, it's like, wow. I mean, this was prophesied. The psalm that David wrote about Jesus' crucifixion 1,000 years before he was even born.
Mm-hmm.
And Ezekiel some 2,500 years ago. And yet it happened in 1948.
Well, and Dave, tell us how significant it is that, that Israel actually exists today.
Well, it's incredibly significant because never in the history of the world has what's happened in Israel ever happened to another nation where a nation disappeared and then reemerged, and not only reemerged, but reemerged with their language and their writing and their culture, not just a fragment, but the whole part of Israel. And it's phenomenal. If you ever read the history of Israel, it's just amazing what God did. In the latter part of the 19th century, Jews began to come back to what was called Palestine at that time and began to farm the land, and they began to buy land from the Ottomans, who controlled Israel at that time, or Palestine, and a lot of it was swamps, and this was the beginning or the genesis of the kibbutzes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it all began, and then it just began to pick up momentum.
I'm going to kind of go out of order with our little list of questions that we have today, and I want to ask you about, excuse me, I've got a little stuff in the lower tickle area here
I
in
do
the
too.
Throat, but I guess that's expected on a rainy day,
yeah,
a snowy
absolutely.
Day. Beautiful New Mexico, though. I'm going to drive up in the mountains this weekend
and
just take a
great.
Look at the snow. It'll be beautiful. In fact, I'm hearing that northern New Mexico has like 8 feet of snow now.
Something is that
like,
right?
Like the Taos ski valleys and
oh my gosh.
Some of those ski areas up north
well,
are
that's
really
great.
Doing great.
We can use that snowpack.
We sure can. I want to ask you about wives. How are wives going to be blessed if their husbands go attend a study like this?
Well, that's an excellent question. Number one, they get them out of the house. beyond that, you know, wives want to be led. I really believe that because men are called to be spiritual leaders in their families. And it's impossible to be a spiritual leader if you don't have a solid foundation. So what a Bible study does is it brings a lot of men together, and in that study, we realize that the problems we deal with sometimes we think are solitary, mm-hmm. that they're not, mm-hmm. that all men struggle, all men have challenges, and so we lock arms, we come together, we have people that we can relate to throughout the Bible study, and we learn how to grow and mature as men. And that's important. Men have different relationships than women. They interact differently than women. And it's very easy for a man to become isolated. And that's very, very dangerous.
Mm. Who's invited to the study, Dave?
All men. This is a citywide Bible study. So you can come from any church. And we have people that attend from many different churches. But it's exclusively for men. I got a call, a couple years ago from a woman that was kind of upset. She said, I'd like to come to the Bible study. And I'm sorry, ma'am, this is exclusively for men. And she said, well, it shouldn't be. And I said, well, it is.
Yeah. Well, and you're really not excluding women. What you're trying to do is prepare the men to do a better job of taking care of their families.
Sure, and they can come home and share the Bible study with their wives.
And, of course, there's a lot of things in a lot of different churches. Calvary Albuquerque has the She Ministry. Linda Heitzig leads that.
Sheology, yeah.
Yeah, and she does a great job of teaching. She has a lot of people that work with her, and it's an amazing ministry. So
it's an amazing, amazing family because Skip, Linya, and Nate are all incredibly talented leaders and teachers, and Skip and Linya are world-class teachers.
Yeah. Dave, you mentioned prophecy and how that's dear to your heart. You're, of course, the author of a couple books to this point, The Christ Virus and Dark Star Rising, which are both prophetic novels.
Well, I'd call it prophetic fiction. Mm. There is a very interesting a part of the Christ Virus that describes the presidency of Donald Trump, and it was written in 2010, published in 2012, and it describes him to a T. It talks about a Republican that will be elected in 2016, who will be from the state of New York, a very wealthy man, and his aim will be to remove us from the Middle East and bring the troops home.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're right on, spot on so far.
Well, it was with that one. I call it prophetic fiction because the stories are based on prophecy. Mm-hmm. The Christ Virus is based upon Revelation, a part of Revelation. Dark Star Rising is about the rise of the Antichrist. It deals with the scripture in Daniel. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is I take a scripture and I breathe life into it through fiction. And stories, Jesus loved stories. Some of the most more memorable stories are his parables. We remember them because we're wired to remember story.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I don't know how appropriate this is because you're obviously going to be talking about tough subjects. But the truth is when you're in these Bible studies, they're actually a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And you start reading Kinsley's book or you start reading The Christ Virus or Dark Star Rising. Knowing you the little bit that I do, you're having fun writing these things.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you're kind of, it's like an adventure. You're reading the scripture and you're saying, wow, this could have been, this is where, how I could fill in the gaps and I could have a story about this. And you're just having fun.
I write to entertain myself, really. So if I like it, I hope that other people like it.
Yeah. Well, but you're including everyone in the adventure.
I try to, yeah.
Now, tell us about the people that help you with this men's Bible study. You have a couple other people that you work
with. I do. I have three other teachers. I no longer can teach every Bible study. I just don't, unfortunately, have the energy to do it quite honestly. But I teach once a month, and I am joined by Daniel Gyor. He and I started the Bible study several years ago. And with Jerry Gallegos and Rick Mandeville. Mm. Each of these men is a gifted teacher, and each brings to the study their unique perspective and background in the ministry. So they're wonderful teachers.
Now, is there a cost to attend?
No cost to attend.
Okay.
No cost to attend.
But people probably need to pick up the book.
They need to pick up the book. Of course, they can order it on Amazon, or they can pick one up at Parchments or our store here at Calvary, and I think Parchments has about 50 copies now.
And it's called As It Was in the Days of Noah.
As It Was in the Days of Noah, which is based on a scripture out of Matthew 24, 37 through 39. And this is Matthew 24 is the Olivet Discourse. And if I can, Jim, I'll just read you this part of this scripture. And this is Jesus speaking. And he said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Mm. Good stuff. More with Dave Slade and talking about the men's Bible study at Calvary Albuquerque starting on Thursday, January 30th in the Hub, and that'll be at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets, Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
This is Chip Lusko, General Manager of KNKT and Star 88. In 2020, you'll be hearing a lot about our great mission campaign to let you know about what's happening on the mission field. We start with Bev Rich on the Called Christian campus in Jinja, Uganda. I want you to hear from Bev about the impact of our recent giving.
Hi, friends in New Mexico. This is Beverly Rich. I want to thank you for your support in December. It made such a difference in our mission. So let me say a huge thank you and fill you in quickly on some of the outreaches that your gifts made possible. The first one is our prison ministry. This year we were able to rebuild the prison church that had fallen down. We also were able to provide rice on Christmas Day for 5,000 prisoners instead of their usual meal of maize meal and beans. Thanks for listening, and also thank you for any of that support you can provide. And here's Chip to tell you how. God bless you.
We'd like to continue seeing support for this important work in Uganda to grow. Would you consider giving a gift right now? Go to either knkt.com or star88.fm and click on the Give Uganda slide.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dave Slade has been a long-time owner of Dave Slade and Associates with his wife, Holly. Of course, you hear Holly and Dave both on our program. Holly is also the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, an amazing ministry doing work all over the city. The Slade family just doesn't have enough going on, Dave. You need to add two or three more things.
Yeah, I told Holly, I said, you know, at this age in life, and I'm over 60 without going into full disclosure, and I never thought I'd be this busy.
But yeah.
I'm blessed.
Well, I can tell you this. I don't think the retirement thing is for me. I know it's not for you. You gotta go out with gusto, man.
Oh yeah.
Just gotta be working and
that's what
riding that bike or doing something.
Paul said, stretch for that finish line.
That's right. So you and Holly have Dave Slade and Associates, one of the top real estate firms here in Albuquerque Metro. You've been doing that a really long time.
35 years.
And also doing some commercial as
I
well
do
as
commercial.
Residential.
I specialize now in commercial. Holly specializes in residential. Mm-hmm. We also have a construction company, ESC Construction. We remodel homes exclusively to flip. Mm-hmm. So we do that. We own several properties in the city, and some in Florida, and that's DHS Properties that does that. So yeah, we're spread around.
You got plenty going on, but Dave, in the midst of this, you're writing. We've already talked about two books. You're going to give us a little sneak preview of book number three.
Well, probably not right now. Okay. Not until I get it back.
Okay. But that's in process.
Oh yeah, that's done. The book is done.
Okay.
I'd love to come on your show and talk about it.
That'd be great. When are you anticipating it might be released?
Well, it's, been sent to the final editor. So my guess is I should have it back in probably 30 days.
So tell me what's the interaction with an editor? Do you ever want to strangle them?
Oh, definitely. You know, and I've been through it a number of times now. So, you have to have a skin like a rhinoceros. Mm. You really do. Mm. Because if you are, the type of person that really can't take criticism, you're going to have a hard time being a writer, because that's an editor's job, is to go through it. And I use two different editors. I use one that does what's called a line edit, and they go through a book and they look for misspellings and punctuation and things like that. And they do kind of a little bit of a content read. And then I use another one, and this guy works as an independent contractor for all the top publishing houses. Mm. So he does what's called a red pen edit. And he goes through and reads for content. So if something doesn't make sense to him, he comes back and says, hey, Dave, this is way out there, man. This just doesn't work. And it's like, well, I have to rewrite this chapter and that chapter. Well, sorry, buddy. That's the way it goes.
Well, but you it sounds like you appreciate their expertise.
Oh, too. I do. And I've gotten used to it. I learned to write. Of course, I was a journalist, and I learned to write nonfiction as a newspaper reporter. And then fiction, I was blessed to have two teachers. One had her PhD in English, another a master's degree from Missouri in creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
These two people taught me how to write, and they were experienced novelists.
Yeah. Dave Slade is the leader of the Men's Bible Study, along with two or three other folks on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque. They have a new study starting up January 30th. That's next Thursday, 6:30 a.m. in the Hub, which is just on the north side of the main sanctuary, near the baptismal, if you're familiar with the Calvary campus. And again, everybody is invited, no real cost. The only thing you're going to need to spend a little money on is go, of course, bring a Bible. And you're also going to need to go buy the book As It Was in the Days of Noah by Jeff Kinley.
Right.
And you use that as a guide. Tell me how you would characterize the days of Noah and how that relates to our time now, Dave.
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I read the scripture from the Olivet Discourse in Matthew. Mm-hmm. I want to read this out of Genesis now because this is pre-flood. And this is Moses writing this, and he says, the Lord saw how great, this is Genesis 6, verse 5. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved, and that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. Imagine that, the Lord's heart's filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals, and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Mm. So that's the reason for the flood. In the Bible study, we're going to go into two schools of thought, because one is that God's creation had become wicked. There's another school of thought that deals with what's called corrupted DNA, which is very interesting. It deals with the Nephilim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supported by scripture in Jude 1 verse 6 through 7. But as in the days of Noah, what it's basically saying is there is a similarity. Jesus is saying that as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be today. And it's not just the fact that everybody's ongoing with their life. He's drawing a similarity, a parallel to the wickedness of those times and what it will be like in the last days. And if you go to Timothy and you read, I think it's 1 Timothy 3, that talks basically about in the end days, men will be lovers of themselves, arrogant, boastful, disobeying their parents, and on and on and on. It's an incredible characterization of today. And men will be lovers of themselves. Well, what better describes that than the selfie?
Yeah.
People literally walking off cliffs backwards while they're taking a selfie. They're so absorbed in what they're doing. And I think it's a fair description of our time. And let's face it, we live in a violent world. And that time was a very violent time. And by some estimates, there were between 7 to 9 billion people on earth at that time, as many or more than there are today. Why? Because men lived to be 800 to 900 years old, and their families were gigantic in size. And so the earth quickly populated, and the people were brilliant back then. We know that pre-flood men were very brilliant, and there's evidence to support that. So that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at what are the similarities today, what were the similarities back then, how do they intersect, and what can we learn from the days of Noah compared to where we are today.
Well, and Dave, you're talking about viewpoints. So a lot of times people speak what I will call ex cathedra, like their God. They read something and they say, this is what it means.
Right.
You guys take a little different approach. You say, look, there's a couple of really strong schools of thought here. The hermeneutics of this,
right.
The way scholars have interpreted this, and you give people that foundation, the historical grammatical breakdown of what's going
Absolutely. On. Absolutely, and I believe that's the way Scripture should be presented, because there are different schools of thought. Mm. The study we just finished on the Holy Spirit, there's different schools of thought in terms of the gifts. And so we want to present the evidence, and we want people to make their own decision, and that's what we'll do in this Bible study.
Dave, how hard is it to get men to fellowship together?
You know, once you get the men together, they love it. Mm-hmm. I think the hardest thing is to get the men to come.
Get them there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are we talking to wives now? Are we saying, get them up at 5:30, get them some coffee, get them dressed?
Yeah. I know a lot of wives encourage their husbands to come, and many of the men have told me that their wives kind of pushed them out the door.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Where do you think men, if you could take maybe two things, where are men failing, first of all, as parents, and then we'll talk about how they're challenged as husbands?
Well, you know, I can speak from experience, Jim. And I think as a parent, where I failed is I didn't spend enough quality time with my kids. Mm. I relied, I think, upon others. I relied upon sports. I relied upon school. I relied upon church to do a lot of that fathering, that parenting. And I believe that responsibility is solely the parent's duty. And in the world we live in today, which is so busy, it's so easy to find excuses to let others do that work rather than you doing it yourself. There's nothing that will ever take the place of a parent spending that time with her child, and you will never get it back once it's gone.
In the midst of parenting, in the midst of work and vocation, where do you think men are challenged as husbands?
Well, I think as husbands, it's easy to become lazy in marriage. It really is. We're married. We're married for life. That's what the Bible says. You're stuck with me. Ha, ha, ha. And, but, you know, if you want to have a quality marriage, a good marriage is not something you wind it up like a clock and let it go and never, never give it attention. Marriage is something that is a daily habit. Marriage is something where you pray together with your wife. A marriage is something where you sit down and take time, turn your phone off, turn the television off, and sit and listen to each other. And be honest and talk about your issues and your problems. They'll never go away. And so the conversation, an honest conversation between husband and wife is incredibly important. But we live in a world that's becoming more non-communicative all the time. And, you know, I've gone to dinner, as you have, and we've witnessed a couple sit down, and they hardly ever say a word. They're on their phones most of dinner, which is a real tragedy.
Yeah. Well, I get freaked out by the people that sit and one's reading a book and one's reading the paper, and they sit at a table and literally never say a word the entire time.
Yeah.
And I feel convicted because, you know, I look back and I had a failed marriage. I've told our listening audience that, and look back at that and want to learn from that experience and want to know, how did I hurt my family and how did I not take responsibility when I should have.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that each of us, God will help us to be better people every day.
Oh, absolutely. You absolutely.
Know? And I know that, you know, Jesus died on the cross. I oftentimes will sit down and listen to pastors who will say things from the pulpit like, you know, the most important thing is that you have obedience to God's word. And wow, I mean, I do think that's an important thing, but that's not the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing can never be something that we do.
Yeah.
It's what Christ did.
Yeah.
He died on the cross, and all we simply need to do is receive his forgiveness, acknowledge that we need it, receive it, and then our lives begin to change.
Yeah.
And then obedience and growing and all of those things as godly men takes place after that.
Yeah, the Lord said the most important thing was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the next thing was to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And those are really the two basic rules. And you can't do either of those unless you have salvation.
Yes.
and the Holy Spirit working in your life. It's impossible.
Yeah. Simple stuff, but not always the easiest.
No, not easy at all.
Yeah. Dave Sladen is in studio with us, and we're talking about the men's Bible study. That starts on Thursday, January 30th. It'll be held in the Hub on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, 6:30 a.m. So you have to get up early. More with Dave Slade. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal. And remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Hi, this is Ava from Monroe's. And just between you and me, I think we're finally getting Grandpa to relax a little and not work so hard.
He's so old.
Who's old?
Not you, Grandpa, that's for sure.
Hey, Ava, Stella, watch your step. I just finished mopping and I've got to get back in the kitchen after I finish busting these tables.
I give up. Maybe you can get Grandpa to slow down. Come into Monroe's and give it a try, please. Monroe's on Osuna in the Heights. And coming soon, the new Monroe's downtown at 4th and Mountain.
Monroe. Middle and high school students, listen up. You are invited to experience the snowy mountains of Colorado as we refresh, refocus, and restore our walks with Christ on this three-day, two-night retreat. It's all happening at the Snow Wolf Lodge in Pagosa Springs on February 15th through the 17th. We'll have some amazing times of worship, Bible study, games, and all the snow you can eat, sled, and play in. Space is limited and the cost is $175. Sign up today by visiting the events webpage at calvarynm.church.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
For a dream to come true, it takes relentless drive, because it won't be easy, it won't be instant, and it won't be done in a moment. It's going to be a fight. God had announced the ladder from heaven, the stairway from heaven, all the way back in Genesis 3, but we don't see it coming in Jacob's lifetime. We don't see it coming in his grandfather Abraham's lifetime. We don't see it happening in Jacob's 12 sons' lifetime. It was way off in the distance. And so we would take relentless drive. And I see relentless drive in this passage. And the relentless drive does not belong to Jacob. It belongs to God. The relentless drive that we need to persevere in our part in this dream, which, by the way, Fresh Life exists so that that ladder may be continually extended to people. Fresh Life exists so that the stairway to heaven may be freshly illuminated.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dave Slade, the author, businessman, Bible teacher in studio with me today. We're talking about the men's Bible study starting up this year, 2020, on January 30th. That is next Thursday. They will be meeting in the Hub on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, 6:30 a.m. Coffee is served.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You get those Christians with a little coffee in them, the spirit starts moving.
Yeah, you know, at that time of the day, all of us need a little bit of caffeine.
Yeah. Well, Dave, you're going to be talking about really what I think is a fun book, As It Was in the Day of Noah. It's by Jeff Kinley, mm-hmm. and you can pick that up at Parchments, which is the Calvary Albuquerque bookstore, or you can order it on Amazon. But need to have that, probably need to order it pretty quickly to get it before next Thursday.
Yeah.
Obviously, bring a Bible. You're going to be using the book really kind of to there's fun things that he talks about.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're going to be examining the scripture. So we talked a little bit off air, and I want to bring this up. You talked about the schools of thought regarding the evil that was in the world during the days of Noah. And the existence of the Nephilim was,
yeah.
the DNA was corrupted somehow. Tell us about that.
Well, there's two different schools of thought. One we talked about, and that's just the overall evil that was in the world. And God's desire to eliminate that. And it's estimated there were between 7 to 9 billion people on the earth at that time. That's because pre-flood, people lived to be 800 to 900 years old. So stop and think about how many children you can have, mm-hmm. and how big your families and their children and their children and so on. So there was a lot of people on the earth. But there's another school of thought, and it's based on this passage of Scripture, and I'll cite another one here in a moment. It says in Genesis 6, verse 4, the Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterward when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. Now, that scripture correlates with a very interesting scripture in Jude. And in Jude 1, verse 6, it says, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in similar matter to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, as set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So what he's talking about there is angels who went after strange flesh, they left their abode, and they sinned. And, of course, we know that Satan in his rebellion took a third of the angels of heaven with him. And many people believe, going back to Genesis 6, for the Nephilim, which, by the way, means fallen, the Nephilim means fallen, that the Nephilim were the byproduct of fallen angels and human women.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was this giant race that was created, and Goliath of Gath was one of those. And that the DNA was Satan's plan to corrupt the DNA of man to the extent that would be impossible for God to send a Savior, because Satan already knew from the very early times that God said that that he would bring someone who would crush the serpent's head, mm-hmm. and the serpent would bruise his heel. Yes, his heel. And so Satan was aware of that, and he was probably thinking about this. And he, you know, he's pretty smart angel, and figured it out that God was going to do something redemptive. Mm-hmm. And he was going to make sure that that did not happen, that the DNA would be corrupted. Thus would it explain the fact that God needed to absolutely wipe out all creation, with the exception of Noah, whose DNA was not corrupted. Although we know that probably one of Noah's daughters, daughter-in-laws, had some trace of DNA where a little bit got through, because we had giants in the land of Canaan when Moses arrived at the land of Canaan, and Joshua and Caleb and others went in there and said, there's giants in the land, and Goliath of Gath was one of those.
Mm-hmm. I'm so interested, because most of us go to church on Sunday, and it's funny, the culture kind of thinks, oh, well, church is on Sunday. Well, I go to church, a lot of people go to church on Saturday night, then they come on Sunday, then they go to a midweek Bible study, and then they go to the men's or women's Bible study. So they're actively fellowshipping with people and talking about these subjects 3 to 4 or 5 days a week. And that really tends to help a person when they are faced with, other issues, Dave. Like, for example, a lot of men have issues with drinking.
Mm-hmm,
well, you don't even really need to tell somebody to quit drinking. What you need to do is tell them to start fellowshipping with other men. Get away from the influences that are negative. Surround themselves with people that believe as they do. Start to have these conversations. Go, you know, don't focus on the don'ts. Just focus on the do's. And your life changes, especially because you are reading the Word and the Holy Spirit takes it from there.
Yeah, one of the ploys of the enemy is isolation. And if the enemy can get a man isolated, he can break that man. Fellowship is a very important part of our walk with the Lord, because when we get together with other men and women get together with women and we come together collectively in the body, we are strengthening each other. We are learning from each other's failures and victories and triumphs, and we encourage each other. Encouragement is so necessary for the Christian today, because we are literally being assaulted by the culture that we live in.
Mm. Tell me how a man stands up against the culture. Again, I'm not omitting women, but we're really kind of focusing on men and the men's Bible study. How does a man stand up to the culture today?
Well, we need to be reminded what Jesus said, that we need to be that city on a hill, that light on the hill. And if we take that light and we bury it, we put it in a closet, nobody's going to see it. So first of all, we have to have the courage to speak out, to live a life that is exemplary of being called a Christian. So it begins with a holy life.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're all flawed, but we are also forgiven. Mm-hmm. And to live a life that where people see us and see that there's a difference in us, that's number one. But that's not far enough. I really believe that as Christians, we need to stand up and say, this is wrong. It's wrong to do this. Abortion is wrong. It is murder. That we need to not be silent, because when we're silent, we're actually being taking a passive approach, and we become, believe it or not, partners in evil. Mm-hmm. And so we need to stand up, and more than ever, we need to stand up today. And I think a lot of Christians have an attitude that God's going to take care of it, or we know how the story ends, and therefore, you know, just let things happen. But if you take that attitude, then you become a victim of the culture. And here's the other thing. Yes, we're forgiven, but what about all the other people that are influenced by culture? If we are not the salt and the light that changes culture, then think about all the people that are deceived as a result. Think about all the millions and millions of children that are murdered that never have a chance at life. Think about that.
Right. Well, and of course, you bring up right to life issues. I had Vince Torres with the Family Policy Alliance and Ethel Maharg with Right to Life Committee. They are in Santa Fe for the beginning of the state legislature today.
That's great.
Tomorrow is the Sanctity of Life March. Want to remind everybody to get up to Santa Fe, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock a.m. just to get a place to park, go enjoy a nice cup of coffee and some breakfast. And then at 10:30, at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, there's going to be a march. And the really neat thing I like to tell everybody, Dave, is the Catholic Church is partnering with the Right to Life folks.
That's
and
great.
The Family Policy Alliance to host this. And they have stood up in our state, just like you just described. Literally, people in the Catholic Church, they've said, we are not going to allow these abortion issues to invade what we believe. You know, we believe in the sanctity of life. We believe that, you know, from conception, that is a precious yeah. living person.
Yeah.
And nobody has the right to terminate that. So amazing things. And it does take courage.
Oh, it does take courage. And you're going to be vilified.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be cursed. So you're going to go through all of that. But so what? So what? Mm-hmm. I mean, the issue is bigger than what people think about you.
Yeah. Dave, you and I are a little bit over 60. I hate to admit that, but it's true. What about younger men? What about this Gen X, Gen Y? I know millennials. I never get the birthdays right, but you know, somewhere the millennials are is that group? I don't know if you can lump them all together, but are men younger men more difficult or easier to get to talk to one another? I get the sense that they want to text each other while they're sitting next to each other.
Some do. We do have some millennials and some Gen Xers in our group, and I'm very grateful for their presence. I think it's incredibly important because these are the leaders of tomorrow. They need to be raised up. They need to be strengthened because these are the people that are going to determine our future as a country. And we know from statistics that 70% of millennials are in favor of abortion. Some 53% don't even believe that there is a God. There's a fair percentage of them, I think 44%, that believe in socialism.
Mm-hmm.
So these are really alarming statistics mm-hmm. from the polls. And we should all take note that these people will become the leaders of tomorrow and will shape our own future, and we will have to live by that. And once the cat is out of the bag, so to speak, you can't put the cat back in.
Yeah. You know, I have Matt Ellison is a missions coach.
He's a great guy.
And he's on the program tomorrow. And Matt talks about going into other countries and literally being there because God's called you, and in many cases being in danger. Would you characterize the United States as a place where many people that are taking a stand for their faith are going to be in danger?
It depends on the city. In some cities, yes. Portland, Seattle, where you have Antifa, most definitely. If you go to a rally there, pro-life or something like that, and Antifa shows up, you're likely to get bonked on the head or sprayed in the face or spit on or something like that. So here in New Mexico, not so much. But do I believe it's coming? Oh, absolutely. Mm. I believe it's coming. I believe there is a day ahead where much of the Bible will be outlawed. We'll not be able to read from it, just as it is in Canada. In Canada, you can't get up and read from the pulpit and say that homosexuality is a sin. That's considered a hate crime.
Sure. Dave, when you yesterday was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a celebration of a man that did some amazing things. A person of faith, obviously,
mm-hmm.
not a perfect man.
Right.
But he accomplished many, many things, and it took great courage. I read a little excerpt from his autobiography in which he was having an internal conversation, and he was writing down some notes, and he was mad at himself for losing his temper when people were spitting on him and cussing at him and literally putting his life in danger.
You're right.
And he advocated and taught everybody that was working in the movement that he was the leader of that people needed to be loving and respectful, and they were not entitled to righteous anger. I'm almost getting choked up because that had to have been such an overwhelming temptation to take a bat and start swinging it at somebody. And yet he just laid down his life and did things lovingly in the face of massive opposition. And I was blessed to honor him and am blessed to honor him. But I can't believe the oppression that is still in this country, to certain minorities and people and individuals. And one of the things that was interesting yesterday on our show is Ethel Mahard with the Right to Life Committee brought up that abortion is actually an attack on minorities like black citizens of our country.
Yeah.
Because there is a higher percentage of abortion among minorities than there are in any other race. And it's almost like genocide of old.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody came in, we've had approximately 5,000 abortions in this state in the past year.
And we're the capital of late term abortion.
Yeah. What a scary thing. You know, I brought up the illustration that mm-hmm. you have, two women rushing to the hospital in their cars. One of them has a baby in the car. Well, when that baby gets to the hospital, they're going to care for it and take care of it. But the other woman who may have conceived on the same day is just as far along in her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. That baby's not been born. They can literally chop it up.
Yeah, they can. It's
what
so
a
sad.
Crazy thing that is.
What a great analogy. Yeah, it is. But you know, what you're talking about here, Jim, is, you know, the culture today is becoming more and more divisive. And a lot of us just blame it on politics, that the Democrats and the Republicans. But I believe that the issues that separate the political parties are really cultural. They're tribal. And that is we have people that are against abortion. They're against homosexuality. They're against lawlessness. And we have people that believe just the opposite. And those are not political statements. Those are cultural beliefs. And they run deep. And so to be able to bridge the chasm between them is very, very difficult. And I think that's what you're seeing happening in the United States today. And you go back to the 50s and the 40s and beyond that, we know that the difference between Republicans and Democrats was largely political. Mm-hmm. They had political differences, but they didn't have cultural differences because people largely believed the same. Today, that is not true. And as a result of that, we have a fracturing in our society. And that's why it's more important than ever for people to stand up and to assert their beliefs and stand up for God. And you know, Jesus said, you know, if you stand up for me, I'll stand up for you.
Yeah.
If you don't, if you're ashamed of me, then I won't stand up
for you. Then you're on your own.
You're on your own.
Yeah. Dave Slade in studio with us this afternoon. He leads the men's Bible study at Calvary Albuquerque. That is going to be starting this year, next Thursday, January 30th, in the Hub on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque. Everyone is invited. A lot of people from other churches come. And it's just a fun time to study. And I'm going to be talking using the book, As It Was in the Time of Noah. That's a book you should pick up either on Amazon or come into Parchments. And I know there's other bookstores around town that have it. We'll be back with more from Dave Slade in our final segment. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're visiting today with Holly Slade, with Dave Slade and Associates. Holly, we appreciate, of course, your sponsorship of KNKT and all that you've done here over the years, along with Dave. You've been buying and selling homes for a very long time, so you're the expert I go to when I've got questions.
Well, thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
If someone is in a home and they're thinking about selling it, is there an advantage to doing any remodeling before they sell?
You know, there is. We always have to be careful about over-improving a home if you're going to sell it quickly. If you're going to stay in your home for a period of time, then you can do something like a full kitchen renovation. But if you're planning on selling, you might just want to do some updates to your kitchen, such as paint your cabinets or add new hardware. The same for the bathroom. You've got to really watch over-improving so that you get your money back out of it.
Prior to that, there's those marks around the handles. If you're not going to replace hardware, just cleaning, you know, making sure it's a nice, clean space to come into.
There is nothing like a clean house with a fresh coat of paint where people feel like they can just come in and bring their furniture and move right in. They don't want to have to do a whole lot of work before they move in.
Well, that's some great information, because before someone goes out and spends a lot of money on remodeling, it could be something that is more than they need to do. But, of course, the best way to make sure you're doing the right thing is to talk to the expert, like I do when I talk to you. What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
They should give us a call at our office, which is 505-342-8100.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
What are you doing to enhance your marriage?
We want to be on the same page.
Even when that gets tough.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember.
It was one of, like, the best weekends ever.
We just want to soak in all this knowledge.
It's fun and practical.
The Weekend to Remember is coming to the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa February 21st.
Just do it, because you're going to get something good out of this.
Wow, this is really making a difference.
Sign up through January 28th and save 50% per couple. Visit weekendtoremember.com.
Hi, this is Lisa, the owner of Betty's Bath and Day Spa at 12th and Candelaria in Albuquerque. I highly recommend Advanced On-Site Protection Security. We're part of their Security On-Demand program. They respond quickly when we need them with professionally trained security officers. And the great thing is we only pay for security when we need it.
Call Advance On-Site Protection Security for security on demand. 505-897-1307. That's 505-897-1307. KNKT is locally broadcast from our tower site west of Albuquerque. In 2020, we will be working with a local cell phone company to upgrade our facilities. This will require KNKT being off the air overnights for a number of days while the work progresses. We will be announcing the times and dates, but if you cannot find KNKT overnights, be sure we'll be back on the air bright and early the next morning with more excellent Bible teaching.
Whether or not you know which unique skills and abilities God has given you, you can be certain that God has given you everything you need to accomplish His plan for your life. Campfire Girls Gifts of the Spirit is a free citywide Bible study that begins Tuesday, March 5th at Calvary Church Westside. After the teaching each week, you'll be encouraged while learning something new at a small group session. Join Sheology and find out what the Holy Spirit wants to do through you as you step out in obedience. Details online at calvarynm.church. Registration not required.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Businessman Dave Slade in studio, and as we've said earlier in the program, Dave has been a longtime sponsor at KNKT. Dave, I got to thank you for that. I don't get to be on the air unless Dave Slade and Associates is helping us out. So we do really appreciate that support of the ministry. And other businesses, I know you've benefited. And if it's not paying back to you, it's not worth it.
Sure.
But you're getting the benefit of two things. Hopefully we're helping your business and you're also helping the ministry.
Oh, definitely.
And you do amazing things away from your vocation. You're writing books. Two books you've written, The Christ Virus and Dark Star Rising, prophetic fiction, as you've mentioned, and you got a third book that you keep in secret, which
yep.
I won't hold against you today, but excited for that to come out and
yeah.
talk to you on the show about that.
Right.
You're starting a Bible study at Calvary Albuquerque January 30th. That's next Thursday, and it'll be in the Hub, and that's the building just north of the main sanctuary on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque.
And just west of the baptismal.
Right. You can park in the east parking lot and just walk down the stairs, and
right.
you'll see the red building, and that's the Hub.
Yep.
And men from all over the city are invited, no real prerequisites. But, Dave, we're going to talk about – I'm one of those guys, I'm kind of a knucklehead in that I don't take technology for granted. I'm fascinated that I can call my kids in San Diego on a cell phone
yeah.
and get a hold of them.
It's amazing.
You know, I know the millennials and the X and Y gens I could put a rotary phone in front of them, and you and I could feel pretty tech savvy because
yeah.
they would have no idea what
exactly.
to do with a rotary phone.
Oh, yeah.
So you and I are on the cutting edge.
I remember when the first brick phones came out. Remember those?
I do.
They were actually more of a weapon than they were a phone.
Well, and I think that they probably had microwaves that cooked your head.
Yeah, that may be explain what's wrong with me today.
They were so big. Well, Dave, the reason I bring up technology is because you just mentioned the possible corruption of DNA, which is a theory where the fallen angels had sexual relations with human women and came up with a race of giants called the Nephilim.
Yep.
And that race was destroyed in the flood.
Yep.
But now you're talking about technology that's being considered around the world, different countries, I'm sure in the United States. They are looking at actually changing DNA molecules and mm-hmm. maybe creating things like a race of warriors and all kinds of things. Why is it important for people to have Bible study and men to know what the Word says when all of this stuff is going on?
Well, this is one of those correlations between today and as in the days of Noah, where you had a mixing where the angels left their abode, as it says in Jude, and went after strange flesh, creating a new species, as I said. That's one school of thought. The what's happening today as a result of the CRISPR molecule, which is an absolute amazing tool for scientists, where they can take out a piece of DNA and insert another piece of DNA by using the CRISPR molecule. It allows them just to snip out one and place another one in, and that's great for the right reasons. Where let's say somebody has in their DNA makeup, let's say diabetes, where they can cut that out as a child, and they can insert a piece of DNA that's healthy. And so those are right reasons. But we also know that organizations like DARPA, which is our defense organization that does scientific research into weaponry and things, we know that Google and organizations throughout the world are working now to try to augment the human, to be able to create a human that has incredible abilities. And when you think about the Avengers and things like that, you know, we kind of laugh about that. But, you know, it's always interesting to me that Hollywood's very often has some kind of a direct line into DARPA on what's going on, because a lot of the stuff that they've talked about, if you go back in terms of science fiction, like Dick Tracy and things like that, mm-hmm. that stuff all came to being. I mean, people walk around with Apple Watches just like Dick Tracy had when I was growing up as a kid.
Well, you know, you look at some of the technology, men are really, really good at trying to figure out ways to kill each other.
Yeah.
And so now, I mean, you just look at the examples from the ancient Middle East on crucifixion. You know, hanging on a cross the way Jesus did wasn't the only way they crucified people.
Yeah.
They impaled them. Yep. They put them on upside down. They hung them. They just did all kinds of terrible things.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, we have these maps, satellite maps of the surface of the earth. Every bump, every crevice, every river, every house. All you have to do is go to Google Earth, and you can see everything.
Exactly.
And so now when a bomb is aimed, it's going where they aim it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, wow, I guess that's...
Unless it's in Iran.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I find, you know, it's terrifying on one hand, and it's comforting on the other that, you know, our defenses and our research and development and our government is protecting our country. But these are things that, just like the computer and everything else, will ultimately spread around the world. And you wonder and how people of faith will stay faithful in the midst of these threats that seem so ominous.
Yeah, and this whole idea of the corruption of DNA, to go back to that, augmentation is basically increasing the ability of the human body. And there's two ways it can be done. One is by changing the structure of the DNA, and the other way is by basically through robotics and through, let's say, like the $6 Million Man, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Where he had different parts of his body that were replaced. And that's happening today. People get new arms, new hands, new legs, and the technology is getting better and better and better. But now we're talking about augmentation, where basically they can put computer chips and computers into people's brains to be able to increase their mental capacity. Mm-hmm. And this is not science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it in the movies. This is actually happening. Mm-hmm. And so this, again, as in the days of Noah, back then we had the fallen angels creating with women, the Nephilim, this hybrid race,
mm-hmm.
As some people believe. And today we have people, scientists, working feverishly on creating a new race, an augmented race that will be superior. And there's all kinds of issues that go along with that. What about the people like you and I, Jim, that are just regular people?
Right.
How do we then compete with people that have an augmented mind?
Well, and of course, the battle about steroids with athletes is one way people have changed their physical capabilities through chemistry.
Yes.
And that's become a really big thing. Well, Dave, we always have, we blow through our time so quickly together. I always appreciate you being on the air. And again, thanks for being a sponsor through Dave Slade and Associates. Yeah. Hope 2020 is a great year for real estate. Of course, Feed New Mexico Kids, you guys are contributing not only your spouse and a lot of time, but I'm sure you're throwing some dollars that direction too.
Definitely.
So we want to let everybody know that Dave and Holly are really super people in our community, and we appreciate you
Thank
guys
you for
very
the,
much.
For the ability to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow we're going to have Matt Ellison, and he's going to be talking to us about missions. So we'll see you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.